seen the coalition there.
Yes. I think that was one of the smartest moves you made.
Yeah, that's right. And he's a smart guy.
Oh, he's very smart. Very smart.
I don't think he's as good a lawyer, and I don't think he's as conservative. And I'm not so sure that he's as able, and I think maybe they might say, well, he's a member of Truman's political fix or something. But,
well, of course, what you need here?
Don Cook. But I just think Don Cook is the ultimate. Now, I could make him Secretary of Treasury if he'd take it.
What you really need here as Attorney General is not so much an able lawyer as a good administrator.
Well, he's the head of the biggest power company in this country and has got the best administration and the best profits and the best everything. And he operates in Ohio and Virginia and states like that where I need a little help, like Harry Byrd and some of these folks.
Oh, yes. You certainly would. Well,
will you look at Clifford and him both, and then let us talk another day or two, just quietly between you and me. And
fine,
you might talk to Eddie a little bit. You can always talk to Eddie knowing you're talking to me.
Yeah, well, that's
because he thinks that the only man he thinks as much of as he does me is you. He's told me that for 25, 30 years, and
well,
I guess Dick Berlin, but he thinks ever since he was... I guess he used to be assistant district attorney in Chicago or something.
That's right.
He thinks you're the greatest fellow, and he says you serve on boards or something that he's known for many years, and he tells me to not to move unless I talk to you.
We're on the John Fritz Foundation board.
Is that what it is?
Yes, he's the chairman of it, and I'm on that board.
Well, he thinks that I ought to, so that's one of the reasons I'm talking to you, because he suggested it.
Yeah.
So I wish you'd feel free to talk to him, and he'll never abuse it, and he'll never tell a human. And I think if you're going to be helpful and effective, that they people haven't got to even suspect it.
That's right.
After it's over with, I name the man, I could tell him that you said that he was a good man, but something like that. But let's don't get the newspaper shooting at it and saying that I have to run and talk to you before doing anything, because I think that's where they hurt Fortas and destroy him. And I think he'll hurt Eddie if it gets out that he was a counselor.
The thing to do, I think, if a person is going to be able to give you any worthwhile advice is to keep out of the press.
That's right. Well, you know how to do that, but they don't.
Yes.
But you talk to Eddie anytime.
I certainly will.
And you tell him to stay out of the press, too.
Yes, I will.
Tell him as little as that he can be a great source of strength to me, and I need advisors. Yeah. No man can do this job by himself.
I should say not.
But you just tell him that you've got to find some way not to be in the papers.
Yes, I'll certainly do that.
You read those two reports, though.
I'll
make them bring you up to date on Clifford and on Cook, and I'll be talking to you.
All right, fine, Mr. President.